Mission Network News, 2-minute version, Friday, July 16, 2004. 3, 2, 1. I'm Peter Brooks with Mission Network News. Unlike 2 years ago, Christian groups played a major role in the International AIDS Conference in Thailand. More than 100 faith-based organizations participated in the conference that ended today. Lynn Arnold with World Vision says they led 19 tracks. He says the secular world is becoming more acceptant of Christian assistance.
They could see the value of a faith-based organization when they actually witnessed World Vision staff being with a person dying of AIDS. They said at that moment it was only an organization like World Vision that could provide support that that person needed. There is very much a spiritual dimension to all this.
But Arnold says the international Christian community isn't doing enough to help AIDS orphans and widows.
If Christians aren't being prepared to be there for them as orphans in their distress, or what are we to do in the case of widows whose husbands have died of AIDS? Are we to shelter behind a judgmental attitude, or are we to follow what we're called to do?
If the church fails here, many who are searching will die without Christ. And at a time when Christianity is viewed as a Western religion by Muslims, Scripture is being read by them over the Internet. International Bible Society's Dwight Anderson says IBS is offering several different formats of Scripture in Arabic.
Microsoft Word, PDF, and also HTML. We make it very easy for people to download it and redistribute it. Nearly 4 months ago, we placed more than 20 hours of Arabic audio resources online.
Those audio files are being made into CDs for the illiterate, and people are coming to Christ. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the compelling video on AIDS orphans in Africa by Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's also available on our website at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Peter Brooks.